Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and welcome back to the show, Mom. Good to see you.
It is always good to see you, and here we are again, and I've been looking forward to it. I feel like we've been on a podcasting roll.
I do feel like we have gotten into a good groove with the podcast. I feel like we have a lot of listeners. Welcome back, everybody, to another week.
Yep.
If you're tuning in with us after the Labor Day weekend, I hope we're re-entering. It seemed like quite the weekend, quite a long weekend.
You know, typically, and it wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't start talking about the weather.
Typically.
But typically, in the Cleveland area, I find that both Memorial Day and Labor Day are not the greatest weather, and we had just gorgeous weather all weekend long.
I agree.
You know what? Friday night was a little iffy, but and Saturday was just okay. But then Sunday and Monday,
it was just beautiful, quintessential end of summer. It really did feel like a fabulous conclusion, even though summer technically doesn't end until the 22nd.
Right.
And Labor Day was much later this year. We're also going to talk about the calendar. If there's one thing you can count on us, it's the weather and the calendar.
Yes.
But it was a bit later than years past. So yeah,
I liked it.
We had a robust weekend, social things, family things, and we really hit the ground. I will say I should have been doing a little bit more. I was just on the phone with my manager and we were like, la, 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 it's Labor Day weekend. And we were like, oh my gosh, a lot hit us
yes,
today.
So, which is good. Let's back up.
Yes.
What would you say? Because, you know, I like order. What was your bow and or your low or both?
I would say my bow was, I don't know, I just felt like it was a really fun weekend. On Friday mm-hmm. night, we had a lovely time. I was like recapping kind of what we did. Elizabeth and I and our friend Jess went out to dinner, and then we went to a neighbor's birthday party, which was really fun, and then we went out after. And then what did we do Saturday? We came up to the lake for a little bit, and then we went out again Saturday night, which was quite the time.
Mm-hmm.
My bow would maybe be Sunday, which was so sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Sunday. I was like, what day is it? Today's Tuesday. Monday, we were up at the lake. But Sunday, we had some friends up to the lake house. And it kind of took us by surprise how fun it was.
You guys had a ball.
So we had a ball.
We can go into detail about it. Do you want to?
Yeah, we had. So the girls came up around like, I think it was like 2. And we really just sat on the patio. We were having Diet Cokes and chips and dip. And it was a perfect day. And the boats were coming down the lagoon and the sailboats. And we had all been out the night before. So the debrief was going crazy. We were screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out on the jet skis, which everyone had been out so late the night before that we were all like tired, whatever. We go out on these jet skis. And I was on the jet ski with our friend KK, and her and I are like hair awareness. We didn't want to get our hair wet.
Right.
And so on the way out there, I'm like, oh, we'll be fine. Like, we've got our clips in. We're not going to get wet. It's going to be totally okay. The way coming back, you know, the wind is hitting differently. We are soaking wet. It was like a tsunami driving back. And then we thought it would be a good idea to jump in the water. Well, everyone's like not okay to begin with. So we're now jumping in the water, and then the jet skis start floating away.
No.
I am full on swimming.
The crawl. You're doing the crawl.
I'm swimming as hard. Trying to yank ourselves back up. And then we're laughing. Then
KK said that you had the jet ski key
attached
to your life vest. So she's just floating out without a key.
She couldn't
even come to get you, no. Which would have been easier. And you said it was rough out there.
It was super rough.
I wish I could have seen all of you trying to climb back on the
No,
jet
it was
ski.
Mayhem.
Graceful? Was it graceful?
No, hair is in our face. We're coughing up water. Elizabeth's, Callie, one of our friends was there. She almost got hit because she was holding two of the jet skis. And then the one Bob, right? I'm like, could you imagine after this entire weekend, somebody gets crushed by a jet ski? So then I was like, wait, we need to like take a step back and be safe. But we could not stop laughing. And we came back soaking wet.
Yes, like, yes. It was funny.
Yeah. And you made a really great dinner.
Oh, thanks. I had never made the one recipe. I'm going to have to share it with you. You probably have already made it before. It's Ina Garten's roasted shrimp with orzo. Mmm.
It's so good.
I was going to make it for dinner on Friday night, and then we just ended up ordering salads from our favorite little place. So I had it, and it was a bountiful meal on Saturday night. I did kebabs. And then hamburgers, and we did this shrimp salad.
Yes.
And then my friend Carolyn gave me this recipe ages ago. I've shared it with you guys before, but I hadn't made it yet this summer, and I forgot how good it is. Mm. It's a BLT pasta.
Yes.
And you look at it, and you're not quite sure what is going on because there's lettuce in it with this like trumpet pasta.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. So we had that. And fruit, and I don't know. It was really delicious. We had my parents over with the girls.
We'll have to share that, some of those salad recipes. Because
yes.
Even though they were summery, I feel like they're just so good to have in your cookbook.
Well, and the shrimp and orzo one is also great if you're having people over. You can make it, I think you could make it the day before and keep it in the fridge overnight.
Yeah.
That one is so good. It's almost better the next day. And then if you just... My intention was to just make that for Saturday night and serve it. I had a big loaf of sourdough bread.
Yeah.
So if you just got like a big crusty bread and you had it, that's a meal in itself.
It totally was a meal in itself. Yes. Because it has the shrimp. Mm-hmm. It was really good. And I love shrimp in anything. It's a nice touch to see that for sure.
And it's a beautiful dish. So just keep that in mind. I'm gonna make that a recipe and make sure that you get it somehow because it's not my recipe. It's Ina Garten's. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
Easy to make. Crowd pleasing. Pretty.
Yeah. Crowd pleasing. It was.
Yeah.
Your food was phenomenal. And thanks. Dinner was so much fun. We were
laughing away. Laughing. Dad tried to make it. Was I gave him credit. It was kind of a lot of work. It was a watermelon inspired drink, but he had to puree the watermelon. So we had the blender out and I don't know. It just... He did exactly what he was supposed to do. I just don't know if I love watermelon drinks.
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think it was missing like a simple syrup or something.
I think so.
But I did like the consistency of it. Mm-hmm. It was a very mild, like nice consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was working really hard at it.
I know. Taste tests. He's a great mixologist.
He is.
And you guys were giving good feedback. It had tequila in it.
Which the first time he was coming out and he was having the girls taste the drink. And the one was super, it was just all tequila. I'm like, Terry, it's a Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's okay. He usually has a heavy hand.
He was good though. He was good. And then I had those rock candy, red, white, and blue ones. So yes. I was trying to see if we could stir that up and add a little sweetness to it.
Yeah. No, I thought it was pretty good. And then we switched to wine.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And Grammy and Papa came over, which was fun. And so what was so that was my bow, was probably Sunday. That was my favorite day of the weekend. But it was a really fun weekend altogether.
It was so fun. I would say, well, the weekend was the bow for me. Mm-hmm. And Claire and Connor were at a wedding. So we had Henry at the lake house, and he was a gem. He was really good. We had a great time with him.
He was perfect.
Yeah. So that was also like a little bonus. I'm glad that all went well.
Yes.
And they had a great time and their flights went well. And so they were at a really fun wedding. So I would say, you know, this is kind of a random bow, but I was excited about it. I'm trying to do a really good job of the newsletters.
Oh, I love this.
And just talking about the recipe, because I was like, how can I, if you are not signed up and you, sometimes Emily puts a box up where you can put your email in, or you can go to her website and down at the bottom, you can sign up for the newsletter. And we have a lot of subscribers to the newsletter, and we're trying to do at least one a week. Last week, I did two.
Okay. And stellar. Emily Allenpost, remember?
So I just felt like we should talk about it again because we always say to you and amongst our family that the podcast listeners are the most devoted wonderful people
in the world,
in the world,
the planet.
So I just thought, as we were talking about the BLT pasta, and I was thinking that's probably an easy way for me to send it out.
Yes.
Make sure that you are subscribed to the newsletter.
To the newsletter, correct.
Yes, because last week, I would say one of my bows, I got it done on Friday. It always, it's one of those things that takes longer than you think. And then it's a nice creative outlet for me.
You're really good at them.
Thanks. But I just did all like Labor Day sales. And then, I don't know, I just had a really fun time doing it. And then I was putting together outfits that were all on sale for Labor Day.
Yeah, no, you got a good roundup of the sales.
Yes. And then I think last week I also did all kind of things September.
You did.
Like I did my coffee table September scents, because I'm kind of into candles all of a sudden.
Oh, she's, yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. Such an old thing. And I'm just kind of
circling back.
Fall makes me excited about candles.
Of course. Yes. Yes.
In fact, I have a really good one in our bathroom, and it's called Blue Skies, which seems kind of summery, but I really like it. And it's a hotel lobby candle.
I saw
candle.
That today because I went in your bathroom because I needed
What'd
some
you think?
Moisturizer, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It goes perfectly with your Jalisco, like jar, like the Delft Blue.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
So I'm just going to leave it because in it, I will say it smells good. I've been lighting it in the evening, like at night when I'm getting ready. And I'm always afraid I'm going to forget to blow out the candles.
I also get worried like when we, because we've been lighting some candles in the townhome and we use like, you know, matches. Do you use a match or do you use like a lighter?
I use a match and then I run it underwater.
Same. That's like my fear of just throwing it away and then, you know, setting a fire to the home. So I understand. Could you imagine?
No.
No.
So just make sure when you're lighting the candles, people, that you, if you leave the room, you really should blow them out.
Yes. Well, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So because I haven't lit candles all summer, I'm training myself again to make sure I light it when I'm in there and then I blow it out. I also got some candle accoutrements and I put those on one of the boards as well, like a cloche, a glass cloche.
Yes.
From Alice Lane. And did you see I added that to the family room coffee table? I put it right over the candle.
I did.
And that's a nice little touch too.
A cloche is very underrated yet gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Just addition to not only your candle, but your home decor.
Yeah.
I know that we spoke of the really polarizing debate in our family about your fall decorations.
Oh my gosh.
Take us on that journey and then also update everybody listening.
Yes, because I received a lot of DMs from the podcast listeners, which I so appreciate. Okay, so I was pretty bold and we all know I had a lot of pumpkins out and they were Mackenzie Childs ones that, as you know, I bought at the barn sale and I had some from last year. So my collection has increased significantly and I decided I love this. I'm putting them all out. And then we told you, you guys came over and you were shocked. It was shocking.
It was shocking.
So I thought about it and I'm like, you know what? I can do whatever I want, which I said
of
on the
course,
last night.
No, of course, no one's debating that.
No, but I did. I took it into consideration and I decided that I might actually get tired of my beautiful Mackenzie Childs pumpkins by the time we are going to want to have the pumpkins out.
Right, right.
So I left them and then when I had styled the island, I love how dramatic I'm being about this. When I had styled the island with all the pumpkins, I was kind of at a loss for the coffee table. Mm-hmm. And I found some new accessories. So I had to wait a few days for those things to come. Well, they arrived and I love the coffee table.
I love it. Did such an amazing job with the coffee table. It's so perfect. It's
Thank
so
you.
September. It really warmed up the space. It's getting me really excited for the burr months.
Yes.
And it was like September in a coffee table.
Yes. And even Dad was like, this is the best thing that you have ever done. And I looked at him, I go, okay, I don't think that we have to make it like everything else. Like, this is wonderful. I don't know
so
if it's the best thing. He's so enthusiastic. But I looked at that and it is, as you said, September on a coffee table. And the island was October. Mm-hmm. And they just
So the living room was September and the kitchen was October.
Yes. And I ordered, this is going to sound crazy, but I ordered when I was putting all the pumpkins out with my enthusiasm, I kept thinking I wish I had a wood big rectangular tray.
Yeah.
Well, it arrived the day I finished the coffee table. So I reworked the island and I used a big wood square tray.
Yeah.
Which I love.
A nice foundation.
And I kind of reworked it and still included my candle and everything. And now I know what I'm going to do in a few weeks when I get the pumpkins back. I left some pumpkins out, by the way.
I think you were just... It's like when people test a recipe to make sure that it's okay before they actually cook it for people. That's all you did, because it was really, I think, up for 2 days before it was shifted to the September. So
yes,
it was just practicing for your October.
Prepared. And if you have listened, you know that I went to that K&K where every holiday was there. And I got so excited because you walked in and there were pumpkins everywhere in the fall. So you're right. I practiced. I did something new and I'm going to bring it back out.
I want to just say that though both are beautiful, I feel so much more comfortable with the revised version for the September, because not only does it flow, but it's like a nice soft. What I love so much about the fall is the stages in which we go in. And I love this early September feeling. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though the island now reflects that like a lot more accurately.
Yes. And I did put some faux leaves. While I was waiting, I've ordered some beautiful magnolia leaves.
Ooh, I love a magnolia leaf.
So I do think I'm going to substitute those leaves that I have for the magnolia. I just haven't done that yet. Yeah. Or maybe I'll hold on to them and use them coming up. Honestly, I love thinking about styling things. I love
it. It's your favorite thing.
It's my favorite thing. And it's really fun to get DMs from all of you. And you were sending me pictures.
Yeah.
And I so appreciate it because... It brings joy.
It does.
Really fun. It's fun to mentally think about what you're doing. And I love seeing what all of you are doing, too.
Well, and the home feels so cozy.
Yes.
And it is so exciting to just kind of move out those summer things, bring in the fall things.
While we're talking about it, I did switch out my duvet, which I think I mentioned.
Have you seen it?
It's not. I really like my main one, but I did get another one. And it's just white, and then it has a simple border of taupe flowers.
Oh, I love. Yes. Oh, I saw this. Yeah, yes. From Ebron.
Yes, and I'm waiting for a throw to arrive.
Mm.
So that'll be nice. And then I think I might switch out some of the blue. You know, I love my Blue Skies candle, but I think I might do something more autumnal in my bathroom.
I understand that as well. But mm-hmm. I do like the juxtaposition of the blue in the primary versus the taupes and whatever, the richer colors throughout the rest of the home. So it's quite a dynamic space. If anyone ever finds themselves in the area, we'd love to have you over.
Yeah. And I do think I meant to bring it home at the lake house. It's that huge leaf wreath that I got. That's hard to say. I do think I'm going to hang that somewhere. In the kitchen, maybe.
Yes.
I'll wait till maybe I will put that up on the first day of fall.
Oh, now we're really following the calendar.
No, just going to add that one thing, maybe.
When do you feel you're going to decorate at the lake for the fall? Because I love those decorations. Mm-hmm. I love the fall interpretation at the lake because it's slightly different, you know?
It is. Well, I think I mentioned I bought some blue and white Mackenzie Childs pumpkins.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Because I have a lot of... Just Target, really, rattan pumpkins.
I like those coastal undertones.
Yes. So I could mix it up. I tend to use the chinoiserie with the rattan, but I've done that before. So you know what, guys? I'm going to start thinking about this.
Yeah.
I want something a little bit different up
A little
there.
Fresher. I just realized we're both in stripes today. That's so kooky of us.
September stripes.
This is September in a blouse.
Why is that kooky? I love it.
Oh, and it has a zipper. That's so elevated. Where is that from?
It's from a local boutique. I think it's called Academia.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice brand.
I've tried to find it online. It's so comfortable. I don't know why it also zips up. No, I guess it doesn't. I thought it also zipped at the bottom. It's just so, it's comfortable. It's cute. It's perfect colors.
And I love your necklace with it.
Thanks. I think we've told you all I'm trying to wear more costume decorative necklaces.
Necklaces are back. Like they are so back, and they're back in many forms.
And I like this one. I actually don't remember where I got it, but I like how it has silver in between.
Let me see.
Yep.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I predominantly wear silver, so I do like this one.
I love that. The whole outfit is just fabulous.
Oh my gosh, thanks. It's very tricky. When I was growing up, you did not wear white after Labor Day.
No.
And it still is always in the back of my head, but I have thrown that years ago out the window.
Because
I'll wear white jeans in February if I feel like it. But I did today. I was like, I pulled out some ecru.
Well, I feel like right now, like when we want to wear our taupes and tans and browns, like pairing it with an ecru pant is such an easy way to ease into that. It almost, I think it's a beautiful color palette. I sometimes like it better than a jean. So
yes. Let's also talk, since we're talking about pants, I really like the barrel pant.
Yeah. The barrel pants is making a bigger,
it's everywhere. It's barreling in.
It's barreling in, but it's taking up a bigger space in your wardrobe this fall, which is something that you had those really cool, like real leather barrel pants that you got last year.
The barrel pants have been around for a while. I'm not going to lie. I thought it would be fleeting, but I feel like we're in the second or third season around here with them.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. And I did have, yes, leather barrel black pants, which I'm happy they're still around because I'm going to wear them again this fall and winter.
Well, those are stunning. That was
I cool love pant. Them.
Yeah. Yes. And I felt like before it was a trend, now it's a style of pant.
Correct. But I have four pair. I have the leather ones. And then in case anyone cared.
And everyone is like waiting with bated breath. I can tell.
And then I have a pair from J. Crew that my friend said she tried and really liked them. I think it's called the Zoes or Zoe, Z-O-E. Mm-hmm. And they're just white denim. So I don't know how much more I'll wear them. Love those. And then, guys, I just got a pair from Walmart.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And I put them on today with a little sweater. And Emily, you oohed and aahed.
Well, I thought they were like rag and bone.
No. I think they're sold out because influencers have made them so popular, and they should because they're adorable.
Yeah.
But they're just like a cream denim. So I have those, and then I got a pair of Veronica Beard ones that are a brown color.
Mm.
Perfect for fall.
Perfect for fall.
Yes.
And so, I think if there was ever a time to wear the barrel pant, it would be right now in
the
fall.
This is it.
This is the time. I like them. You came out in that outfit earlier that you were trying on. It was so cool. And what made it really cool was the barrel.
Thank you. I also, you tried them on and then I'm keeping them. I have a corduroy paisley pair from Zara.
Those are cool too. Oh my gosh. I was getting a lot of, I did a haul last week and I love those with like a kitten heel. That's also September in a pant if I've ever seen it. It's so sad because September flies by. So I'm trying to soak it up as much as possible.
I'm hesitant, just like putting the pumpkins out, to wear corduroy just yet. Like it just needs to cool down. Just a little bit. Back to decorations. I wanted to say, I don't know how I feel about this. I was driving over to Claire's house this morning and I saw one of those giant, huge, oversized skeletons.
No.
And the whole front yard was
where?
Decorated.
What house? Give me the address.
And I don't want to be judgmental about it because I put pumpkins inside my home, but I don't know how I feel about outside.
That's a completely different situation.
Like I get mums, I'm all for mums, an enormous skeleton.
I don't even think mums. I think it's too early for mums right now because, I mean, I haven't seen a mum in the neighborhood at all. And we went on
a
little
walk. But if I did, I would love it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be aghast. But
I was just in the whole front yard was the graveyard and the cemetery things.
Isn't near by us? Is it close?
It's close. We're going to go on a field trip. Maybe if we get some coffee.
Yes.
And I'm going to show you. I am scared by the oversized skeletons to begin with. Like, I think skeletons sitting on benches, sitting in Adirondack chairs, cute. But those huge, this is my low.
This is a huge low for the community.
I gasped when I drove by. And I was like, okay, now, Anne, you put out pumpkins on your island. So these people are extremely excited about their oversized skeleton. My brain then goes to, where do they store that thing?
Well, I just want to talk about like logistically, like when you're building something in the neighborhood or you put something in, like we need permits because there's like height restrictions and stuff. So how does this not fall? I guess
it's the biggest one I've ever
seen. Seasonal decor, but like it is an obstruction to, I guess it's on their property. I have so many questions like for the city. Could you imagine if we went up to City Hall and reported this?
No, that's really funny. You know what else? I'm so sorry if I'm offending anyone. I do not like when people keep the skeleton up all year round and they put different, like,
no, well, that's just absolutely nuts.
Like they put like a Santa hat on the skeleton. I have
that
seen
is so weird.
A
by the way,
Valentine, a heart hanging around the skeleton's neck. Like they changed the skeleton for the seasons. Absolutely not. You shouldn't be merging two holidays or using one holiday skeleton from Halloween to support every other holiday.
I want to say that I have made it a strong effort to be positive and to not be super negative. I will not stand for a skeleton year round.
No. I feel bad for the neighbors.
If a skeleton, I do feel bad for the neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy to do.
I mean, people would say it's crazy that I put pumpkins on the island, but it's,
that's not that crazy. No. I mean, it
my
was
podcast, the podcast.
No, everybody supported. I honestly was just, it was like a, it was inside your home. I also feel bad too for like, well, anything that is going to disrupt the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't decided on as a group.
No, this was a whole front yard. It's ready. It's like Halloween. Like we're trick-or-treating.
And I also have a problem with people who go so hard for a certain holiday, mm-hmm. and then you don't immediately take it down. Like you don't have 20 minutes to go pick up your front yard.
Right. Right.
You know?
There's a lot of enthusiasm, I think, to put the 14-foot skeleton in the front yard and not a lot of enthusiasm probably to take it down.
But whatever happened to a scarecrow?
I don't know.
What? Why? How did we jump from, you know, we went from pumpkins to, and then we went to full on sculpture structures in your front yard. But whatever happened to a scarecrow? You had the cutest scarecrow growing up. I loved that thing. Did you make that?
No. A friend of mine, Wendy, made it.
Oh, Wendy, that's right.
So cute. She made a whole bunch of skeleton frames. I mean, not skeletons. She's on my brain. Scarecrow frames. Out of wood, and I don't know, it was really cute. And she made a whole bunch of them, and she had a party.
Mm.
And you could decorate, and you could stuff the head and do everything, and you had to bring an outfit. So I brought, like, an outfit that didn't fit Elizabeth anymore, and it was, like, so cute. It was a little girl's dress kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember it.
It was, like, velvet or, like, felt or...
Felt. It was cute.
It was really cute. Bright colors. It was orange and yellow. And then you could dress... We dressed the scarecrow, and then I kept it and I put it up for years.
First of all, so many different things in that story. That's a great idea for a party. That is so creative.
I don't remember how she did it. She's very creative, and it was really fun. She did it like at a cabin, and she had moms and kids.
That's so adorable.
After school, and she had snacks, and we all, like the moms, we worked with you guys, and it's actually... I mean, she had to do a lot on her part because she made the wood frame.
Right.
But we could stick it in the ground. It was very easy to stick in the ground. I mean, I had it for years.
You had it for years, and it was so cute and like the right amount of cute but spooky but fun. And it was cute because we had three girls at the time. I did not realize that she actually had a party and made that. That's such
a
great idea.
I remember she had hay bales there because, you know, the scarecrows, you would stick it out of the outfits.
Yeah.
It was cute.
People bring back
brought
scarecrows.
Overalls.
They, yeah.
They put little flat flannel plaid shirts.
So it then did fun. Like, I bet a bunch of houses in the neighborhood had really cute scarecrows.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I'll text her and ask her if she remembers how she did it.
I should text her.
It was like construction. She was.
Yeah, she had to go get wood and everything.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
work.
She's
very handy and creative.
Yeah, she is very handy and creative from what I've heard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But let's work against the skeleton crew in the neighborhood. We're going to overtake them with wholesome scarecrows.
Unless you guys love the enormous skeletons.
Maybe. See, I'll simmer.
They might.
I'll simmer.
And again, I just want to say it's the huge, enormous ones that are like bent over, like they're scary. Not the cute ones that are sitting on your front steps and they're sitting in different places.
Right. I'm fine with whimsical skeletons.
They could be 20 feet. I don't know how tall they are.
I think they're, they're two. No. Are they two stories?
Almost. This one looked two stories.
I didn't want to go that far, but some of them are two stories.
My patio umbrella gets blown over at the lake house. How does that thing not get blown over?
Right.
I don't get it.
Right. And I also would like to know how that is allowed in the neighborhood, like permit wise.
I don't know.
Huh.
It's a nice decoration for some people, I guess, but I don't know. It just seemed a little too early.
You know, I never want to go so far as to call us journalists, but if the shoe fits.
Yeah. I mean, we're just reporting it as we see it. That's what we're
and
doing.
No one finds us funnier than ourselves.
No.
So that's for sure.
Nobody.
That's for sure. What else were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say that we are leaving for New York City tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm super excited for
you. I'm so excited.
And I'm excited for me because I get to go. I love going to New York City.
Yes. We are leaving tomorrow for New York for Fashion Week, which I'm so excited about.
As you should. And what I was thinking about was as I was packing today and we were getting your looks figured out, we'd order some things and my looks. If you need some fashion ideas, I felt like I started the day with, I don't have anything because it's a tricky time of the year. It's just like spring, like you're in between.
Right.
And I just felt like I found some good,
easy that was
things.
It. Okay, yeah.
No, that's all it was. But,
yeah.
But Beryl Jeans is one of them. Elizabeth was like, I have nothing to wear.
She's coming on the trip as well.
She's also going to join us. And then she had taken some pictures at the townhouse of different outfits. I'm like, well, that's adorable. Keep in mind sets. Any kind of satin set that you see. Elizabeth is wearing a J. Crew one from a couple of years ago. And they are around in force.
Yes. I'm glad we kept that for her because she can rework things really well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. The satin pants we've talked about, but any satin sets that you see, they're very comfortable and they're really cute.
I feel great about my packing because we got that done first thing when we got over here. I woke up this morning. I'm like, I have so much to do. I'm going to throw up.
I know.
What was I doing going out all weekend? Partying. Like there was no tomorrow in sight, or like I didn't have a huge work week.
But I feel like we're ready.
I'm excited for my outfits. And we actually have one of the events that I'm going to. The dress that I'm wearing was a backup dress for LTKCon.
Yes.
And it turned out it was final sale, so we couldn't return it. And it fits and it works. So I'm really happy about that. And everything else is, we're pretty organized with it. I have a very detailed list of like the rest of the things I need to fill in. So you're really good at packing. Like, I know I talked about this a couple shows ago about how I took a carry-on to Dallas. But like when we lock in, we lock in.
Yes.
And we're locked in.
We are locked in. We, got the structure, the framework, and then we added in the accessories. And I honestly love everything. I'm out of my mind over your outfit tomorrow because it was all marked down and I think it cost $51.
It's crazy. I'm going to an event that I'm
not the shoes and the purse.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. But the two pieces, and it's perfect for September.
It's a little set from Bloomingdale's. You guys know we love Bloomingdale's. Mm-hmm. And then we pulled in some copper. And I also love a short set. I feel like when I go to events, I feel very comfortable in a short set. I don't know why.
It's kind of our go-to.
It is my go-to. Mm-hmm. It is. I think it's good to dress for your body type. And I feel like proportionally, it like makes sense on me.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for my outfit tomorrow evening. I'm excited for all of my events. Mm-hmm. I have kind of a crazy work opportunity that I'm really stressed out about in this exact moment because something is not confirmed. I was just on the phone with my manager and she was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. So she's kind of getting involved right now, but it has to do with the podcast, which I don't know if I should take this as a sign for, you know, the trajectory of where the podcast is going, but it's kind of bananas. So I'm coordinating it right now and I'm not stressed out because I know I can do it. It's just more of like,
it's the logistics.
The logistics.
Yes. Yeah. And we also are all, your events are all over the place.
Right.
So I'm going to use chat to help me. I'm going to put in, like, I know where you're going, but I also know what I want to do and Elizabeth. So I'm going to put them all in because we will escort you to the different spots.
Well, and I kind of need some help with the...
We have to meet up with you at some point to give you your outfit to change because you have so many things back to back. So I'm going to put that into chat today. And that is like, I know that we all use AI, but I love it for travel situations like this because it's he or she is going to really help me.
Well,
I'm going to
say however
she,
you identify with chat.
She is going to help me like where you have to be and where we're going to be. And then, you know, what order to put everything in.
Yes. And it's nice because like on Thursday, I'm going to two of the events with my manager and then potentially this work thing in the afternoon, she might be coming to me as like, and then you're going to meet us.
Elizabeth is on vacation for a couple of days. So I'm excited. I'm going to try and get her to the Penny Lind store in Chelsea because she hasn't been there.
I actually probably won't see you guys most of the time because I'm going to be doing all this stuff.
Right.
But at least we got our outfits figured out. So anyway, it's actually good that I'm doing this thing for the podcast because it's something that I feel like I will be so proud of. Yes. And like prove to myself that I can do it.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
I'm just really stressed out about it right now because I haven't heard back from what I need to book.
Right.
And I've never done anything like this before, but I do believe it'll all work out.
I think it will. And you, it'll work out.
It's big for the podcast.
Yeah. I think it's really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even tell you this. I had another brand reach out to me that kind of a big brand about partnering as a exclusive partner for the podcast as well. Yeah. I forgot to tell you this.
We are together. I know. All the time. And why do you do that? You just like, well, that's congratulations.
I know.
So
things are, yeah, I know. So it is very big. So I'm really excited. It's kind of a big milestone moment this week, assuming everything can get booked and I can get a hold of this person.
I know.
But we'll figure it out.
We're laughing that we're going to be traveling with our microphones like set up somewhere.
Oh, it's like she shows up with trunks and she's just traveling everywhere with these microphones. Hi, my name is Miss Bose. Yeah,
big rolling suitcase with your equipment.
Yes, with my equipment and stuff. So I'm really, really excited for this week. It's going to be a very big week for Bose & Company and for Emily on Bose in general. And I am going to an event, I guess it's tomorrow night. And there are not many people that I get super excited about, like stars. Mm-hmm. I don't really like going to concerts. Like I just, there's not a whole lot of people where I like lose my mind over. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. Yeah. I lose my mind if I see anyone famous. I love it. If I see someone, I normally don't recognize them and Terry does or you guys do. I love it. Yeah. I love to see any kind of a star. I love to see anyone famous. Bring it on.
Yeah.
You don't care so much.
I don't care so much. And there is very few people. And the one person who I'm like currently really obsessed with and have been for years since high school.
Oh, yeah.
She's hosting the event tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And I think she's also going to be at my event on Thursday. So Wednesday and Thursday, I potentially might see her. I actually might start crying when I meet her. No, seriously.
I believe it.
I don't know what to say. I have to get a picture with her. I'm going to freak out.
You should practice like what you would say.
Yeah.
So that you don't just starstruck stare at her and not say a word.
Right. No, I think I cannot believe that of all the things that she's hosting throughout the week that
you
it's
got
the
invited
two things.
To
yeah.
It.
So that is That's also exciting. Really exciting. So it's a big week for us. I'm glad that you guys are coming with me.
Oh, yeah. I just think there's certain things like we can help you take your pictures. Any reason to go to New York City.
Yeah. No, it's good. And it's just a quick Wednesday to Friday.
Yes.
So that's good.
Which is the perfect amount of time.
Which we're going to do the thing again is if you comment on any of my Fashion Week posts, mm-hmm. I will be doing the whole gift card thing again at the end of the week. Last week, I don't think I mentioned it on the show, but I put it on my Instagram story. If you like left a review or a rating mm-hmm. on
so
either
nice.
Apple or Spotify, which I saw a lot of those come in, then you were like entered into the gift card. And the week before was like commenting on my LTK posts. So if you do it again for Fashion Week, I will pick two people at the end of the week.
And for an Amazon gift card again?
Yeah.
Or I didn't know if you wanted to
I don't know. I feel like people like the Amazon. I was with
Who
girls over the weekend
like
and they
that?
Were like, I love Amazon gift cards. So
Perfect.
I was like, okay, I'll
I
just
mean,
like, keep
I think
it.
It's winner for everyone.
Yeah. So if you comment again this week on any of my Fashion Week posts and also like with the whole podcasting thing, like back me up, guys, because I don't know how we got this, but we're going to ride it.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it up.
Right. So, well, it's really nice and it's fun for us to go through and see the comments.
It is. It's so fun.
And I love how you just somehow indicate that you are a podcast, like very subtle.
No, I know. I know.
We know.
I know. Mm-hmm. I see you. I know. Yeah. I know who you are. So yeah, I'm excited about this week. A little nervous, but.
Oh, it's going to be really
it's
fun.
It's going to be good. Yeah. So.
I was trying to think of other September things.
Wait, there was something else I wanted to talk about a little
oh,
bit.
What?
Now this is eluding me. Henry, we talked about the weekend. You talked about your decorating. Okay. Oh, your new purse that you got from Dior. I hadn't seen it.
Well, she's beautiful. She's just beautiful. I don't know the style of it, but it has.
I've never seen it before.
It's very classic. I did see a picture. Anne Hathaway was also carrying it after I got it. So
from one Anne to another.
Yeah, exactly. But it has, I've got to find out what the name of it is. It has what looks like a little subtle bow or like a tie. And it's just very classic. You wouldn't even, I didn't notice it or recognize it as a Dior handbag.
No, which is why I like it.
Yes. I don't think I'm going to bring it to New York.
I wouldn't, but it's just a gorgeous bag. It's
yes.
Yeah.
I love it. So Claire and I went to a shopping event. I think we talked about this, and I bought it at that shopping event.
Yes, yes, you did. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't seen it until we were like curating outfits today, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so pretty.
Yes, it's really pretty. So yes. I'm excited about that.
Oh, Mahjong, that's what it was.
Oh!
I was like, not the purse, Mahjong, but you the purse what? Too.
This is also a bow of mine. So my mom taught one afternoon, Elizabeth and me. Elizabeth already knows how to play. She played when she was little. I mean, she's a little rusty, but it all comes back to her. So we kind of, my mom was trying to teach us how to play, and there were a lot of interruptions. It was Martin Luther King Day. It was the day that my crib was being delivered for Henry. There was a lot of up and down interruptions. And I thought, well, okay, this is fine, but it seems a little bit harder than what mm-hmm. I could focus on. But,
right, right.
And then something happened and Winter was busy. Yes. And I just thought, I don't have time to play games right now. And I'll revisit. My mom has played for years.
Years. Joyce has played for years.
Yes. So Claire, as a present, bought me a spot at the new needlepoint shop near our house, which was great because she was trying to be supportive. Claire's like, I really want to learn how to play. And she's going to go with some friends and they're also learning. And she's like, let's do this. So we asked my sister and my niece to go. So last Wednesday night or Thursday night, the four of us went to this class. It was from 5:30 to 9.
Which is such a long time.
Which was so funny. We thought there were going to be snacks and nothing. Luckily, I ate a little bit before we went. And I picked them all up and we're driving. My sister's like, 9?
I had the same reaction.
The same woman, she was a great teacher. She teaches all over the place. Like people know her. This is her gig and she does a really nice job. She also offers a series of three. Mm. I actually preferred this 5:30 to 9. There were three tables of four. One had five because they had an extra person. Our foursome, nobody got a Mahjong. The lady Nancy next to us, who was an older woman and claimed to not understand anything, she got a Mahjong right away.
Really?
You have been playing. I feel like you've been playing or something.
With flashcards, yes, 100%.
Yes. And then the other table they won. And we were cracking up because the instructor looks at us. She goes, yep, nobody won all that work and nobody won. We're like, oh my God. But we had a great time.
Yeah. It's also like your first official playing time.
Yes. So then shortly the next day, I think it was the next day, my niece and Claire and myself had my mom come over.
Yeah.
Because my sister couldn't make it. And we played again. And that was good because my mom was kind of getting up and help. The poor woman, she just kept getting up and walking over and helping us.
Yes.
And Henry sat there with us, which was funny. So we played. And then over the weekend, Claire was out of town, but my sister, I'm not that anyone cares about these combinations, but we played again with my mom. And then we're going to go over to Claire's tonight and play.
Yeah.
Claire has been playing on that app, Mahjong for Friends, and I don't love it. I haven't made time to do that, but I want to keep playing it so that I get better.
You don't lose it. Right. Yes. No, I think that's very smart. And then once everybody feels like they're in a good spot, you teach me because I need to be, I have a very short attention window. So I think once we've got it going.
Yes.
I mean, I've played before.
Right.
But not in a while.
And this is like a very comfortable, like I can't learn in a situation where anyone's going to be impatient
or
annoyed. No. And so this has been very fun.
And you have a beautiful Mahjong set. There's been a lot of Mahjong being played in our house.
Yes.
And I like that you guys are sticking with it. So you had it set up at the lake house, which looked really pretty in our game room. I mean, we have a game table here at the house.
Yes, which is perfect for it. But the one day, though, when it was my mom, Claire, and my niece, Catherine, we were playing and I got so excited and Henry was sitting there with us and I won. I said, Mahjong. And my mom looks over and she goes, okay, but you, count your tiles and you would win with 14 because then you would discard one, I guess. I had 15 tiles. I'm like, okay, so apparently I cheated.
And got so excited. Yeah. I felt, and when I heard that, I was like, of course you had 15 tiles. Like,
so,
you poor girl.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah. That's.
So, but I did win at the lake house, legitimately. And I counted. And my mom's like, well, that's why you need to keep counting your tiles.
And Grammy plays once a week?
Once a week for years.
For years. She does that in Canasta.
Yeah.
But
so she's.
I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah. We're proud of ourselves.
And you're keeping up with the coordinating of it. So that's good.
Yeah. Right. It's just like one of those things. I don't know how much I love it. I like it better now that I get it. There's a lot of rigmarole and I don't mind it. There's like etiquette and there's things that you have to do.
Claire said she loves it, but that's like that game's also built for Claire because Claire loves rules and she loves like logistics.
I don't know how good strategy. I don't really have strategy yet. I'm just trying to.
Well, I think we're still in the rules area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but I did want to touch upon the Mahjong. I finished a needlepoint project over the weekend.
That is.
Yay. I did. I finished my sailboat.
That's so good.
We can get that finished.
Yes. That's a good feeling.
Yeah. I was needlepointing all weekend and had not a thought in my head about how much I had to do today. So that was.
You know, I will say the nice thing, and for all of you that do play Mahjong, because I'm coming a little late to the game.
Yeah.
It is a stress release. My sister and I were saying that, and I said that to Claire too. Like, you are, I haven't probably worked on something brand new like that in a while where I had to really concentrate.
Finishing, I feel like.
Well, yeah, you're right. I, you know what? I do stuff all the time.
Yeah, I was
like,
going to say.
The newsletter, I'm the like newsletter, always learning
finishing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, but I see what you mean. This is like almost in a completely different category than that. Yeah. Because you're not on a screen, you're like really locked in.
Yeah. Right. And there's other people that you're.
I like that the Needlepoint store was hosting Mahjong nights, though. Kind of that lovely crossover of
she's
hobbyists.
Doing everything. She had Pilates. She did this. I mean, she's doing some painting. She is really.
She's got all of her bases covered. I love that. I love the hobbies and I love the Needlepoint stuff. Yes, but I was proud of you guys for, 5:30 to 9.
I will say, and I mean, those of you who play all the time and have played for years, I'm a new person at this. You really can't talk. I love to talk. So I do like playing with my family members because we did stop and talk. I think that when you stop and talk, though, or you help with the baby, you maybe don't discard. And that's how you end up looking like you're cheating because you have too many tiles. But I do like little breaks in between.
I think little breaks are good. And maybe a glass of wine or an iced tea would also be much needed. And I have to either do two things. There either needs to be, we could be quiet, but I can have a snack, or we have to talk and like have, you know, kibitz, but it can't be, it can't be silent with no food.
No. And I don't know if my mom, she said she hasn't played it in a long time. I would like to know how you play with two people. She was showing the setup for if you just have three.
Oh, okay.
But my goal is to always have four.
I like the four.
I'm not ready to go out of the family.
No, not out into the world yet. And I would still like to learn and whatnot. But
yes.
Yeah.
That's, but I do think because like we're going on vacation in a couple weeks, the whole family. And so if you could learn it.
Yes.
The four of us could play.
That would be fun.
And it would be really fun.
That would be really fun. I would love to be a part of that.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to be left out of that. So I will learn.
Right.
We'll do like an abbreviated, fast paced. I like to just like tell me what I need to know, but I feel like that's not really that type of situation.
It's not.
So I got to slow down a little bit. Once we get through this week and this whole big work thing, then I will learn some Mahjong.
Yes, yeah, we can do it.
Mm-hmm. But no, I wanted to share with the podcast listeners because I figured they would love the little Mahjong journey.
That's so good.
I'm trying to think of any other little updates. The townhome is great. Everything is flowing perfectly with that. More to share. And we still have a lot more to film. We're kind of sprinkling it in a bit, you know, if you like home decor stuff and whatnot, trying to share that just real life aspect with everyone. Yes. And yeah, what else do we have to share with them? I keep thinking that there's like little things. I feel like so much has been happening.
So much has been happening.
Oh, I have a date tonight, which I don't really want to go on.
No, you don't. And even Elizabeth said, oh, did she mention her date? And I said, no, and I didn't bring it up either.
It's such an inconvenience.
So we decided to bring it up on the podcast.
Because I have so much to do, but and like I'm actually really making time for this. So don't I sound like a...
I think that you're going... It's good that you're going, and it's a good deadline. You're going to get everything finished by then.
Yeah,
and why not?
And this I have to eat dinner, so...
has pursued you and has been interested in going out.
Yeah,
on a date for a while, so just do it. It's a date. It's 2 to 3 hours.
Exactly. That's another update that I have for you guys.
And I love the annoyed tone with it.
Oh my God, isn't it so wonderful when you hear? It's just like such. It starts with anger. Elizabeth's like, okay, all right. Well, let's just simmer.
Right, and it'll just be like you'll be all ready, get everything ready, go on the date, and
I do think I have I have a good like. First date down, like with my like I now just meet them there. Like this guy offered to pick me up. I always meet them there. I typically just do drinks. This I'm actually breaking that rule because this is a dinner, but I do need to eat. So I usually just meet them there and do
that's
drinks.
Sweet, he wants that to me. you kind of know him though. So maybe he feels like, I think when you, like if it's more of a blind date or it's from an app or something like that, drinks isn't easy. There's no commitment. I think that he wants to.
Maybe. I'm just.
He wants to court you.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I got a tan. I got
That's
a pack.
It's really nice that he was taking you out to dinner.
No, they're trying. Actually, like, a lot of courting was happening over the weekend. In the way that I couldn't even, I was just like being such a brat about it. Luckily, I have you guys and my sister.
Yeah. Like that is nerve wracking. And that's like a complaint that I feel like women your age have. Like the males are not coming up. They're not doing any pursuing. And it's, you know, they're not quite sure what to do. And here you have somebody who is outwardly, so go on the date. It's one date.
I mean, it's happening. I'm not going to cancel on him. No. I was so close today. What are you gonna wear? Was my other thing. I've been getting into the routine because I do go on a lot of like first to second dates. Usually on the first date, I always wear black and white for some reason.
Oh, maybe wear something different.
No, I don't wear color. I wear black and white.
That seems to be working really well.
I try to go for like a classic look. That's my point. I try to go for like a very classic Emily. Like this.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but not wearing black. Like I don't want to be here. I wear like a very classic Emily outfit.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. That sounds great.
And it's also easy then for me to like mentally get into the
right.
So yeah. I think that's actually a good tip for first.
I'm all
dates.
For a uniform.
Yeah, like kind of keep it to like whatever your like default style is. Yes. Wear that to the date.
You know what? I like that.
Yeah. So that was like my other tip. But definitely meet them there and just keep it to drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be fun. And then followed up by a great trip.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I wish Claire could go.
I know. They had a great weekend, though, in Denver for their wedding. She looked great.
Oh, my gosh.
So pretty. Such a pretty girl. Stunning. Stunning. Yeah, so they had a great trip as well.
And she said it was like a nice mix of the wedding and relaxation.
That's
nice. So they got some time together, which is great.
She got a massage and she was at the pool because at like the resort they had that. I was very happy for Claire and Connor.
Yeah, no, and their flights were great. So that was good.
Yeah, and we're going to Cape Cod in a couple weeks, which is going to be so much fun with the whole fam, the baby, for like a little fun fall getaway. So
it's
going to be a wonderful, wonderful month once I can get through this date tonight. And I'm kidding. Yeah. That's so mean. No, it's going to be a wonderful month. I love September. I love you guys. I can't wait to share the fun work opportunities for this week. Wish me luck. And if you see it, leave a little comment. And I can't wait to see you guys next week. Subscribe to our Patreon. We already have our first episode up with Terry for September. We have a really fun little wine chat. We had cocktails on the show, which was kind of crazy.
But
like fun. It was a good episode. He's the best. Yeah. So be sure to subscribe for extra episodes. You still have one more for the month over there. Follow on Bose & Co. Follow on Emily Owen Bose for all the Fashion Week fun.
Sign up for the newsletter.
Sign
if you
up
aren't
for the newsletter.
Already.
Shout out to Anne for keeping this business afloat. Everyone's
I have to
doing
think
the
of
most.
A good topic. I'll think of a good topic
we know you
for
will.
This week.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of recipe. Maybe a little bit of Mahjong.
Yeah,
I
do
fashion.
Try and put a little bit of something
of course,
in there. Like
of course.
Recipe.
Yeah. All right. Have a great week, you guys. I hope reentry is fabulous after this long weekend. We're always thinking of you. Thank you so much for supporting the show. So we will see you guys next week. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. My friend said this once and I have adopted it as my own. She goes, I'm not a crunchy mom, but I'm a crispy mom. And I'm like, that is me too. Like, of course we're going to have our junk food days, but primarily when we're eating inside the house, I am very particular about what I buy and make for my kids because sometimes, you know, like for example, they're going to eat chicken nuggets, right? They're going to eat macaroni and cheese. But I'm trying to find the best possible versions of those. And in order to do that, I use this really great app when I'm grocery shopping. It's called Wise Code. And it's basically an ultra processed food detector. All you do is scan a product to instantly see if it's ultra processed. They go beyond the label. You're able to view nutrition quality and health quality. It makes grocery shopping easy. It helps you make more informed decisions for your family. It's available on the App Store. I love, love, love it. It is exactly what a crispy mom needs. You can download Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector, on the App Store today.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.